serve basis. If you want to go to this show, I've got, let me see, one, two, three. I got four tickets right here for you, everybody.
Sweet.
Call up 424-2600 and get yourself these tickets. And stick around. We got Mike Clemens joining us along with plenty more in the 9 o'clock hour right here at
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
America's support for Israel is ironclad.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, after a meeting with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in Tel Aviv, it comes on the heels of Israel's order for 1 million people, even more, to evacuate northern Gaza within 24 hours ahead of an apparent ground invasion. Correspondent MTS Tayyab.
Despite everything, there are many Palestinians who are still refusing to leave their houses. That's because a large number of people in Gaza are descendants of those who were expelled from their homes during the creation of Israel. They say they've had to abandon their homes once and that they won't again, no matter what.
Protests are growing in the U.S. University of Washington students rallied in support of the Palestinian people. Cairo reporter James Lynch.
Nearly 1,000 students and supporters gathered in Red Square. One supporter who wouldn't give me his name says,
everybody's talking about Hamas attack, but nobody talked about us for 75 years of ethnic cleansing and genocide.
A handful of Jewish demonstrators were there as well. They call the protest disgusting.
House Republicans are getting ready to meet again to plot a new course on the path to choosing a speaker. Steve Scalise gave up his bid last night when he couldn't round up enough support to win approval in the full House. He blames infighting with his own party.
There are some folks that really need to look in the mirror over the next couple of days and decide, are we going to get it back on track? Are they going to try to pursue their own agenda? You can't do both.
A contract breakthrough in a labor dispute that sent 75,000 Kaiser Permanente nurses, pharmacists, and other employees to picket lines for 3 days last week. Unions announced a tentative agreement this morning, averting a longer and larger work stoppage next month. Wages and staffing have been key issues. Police in Philadelphia say an officer was shot and killed at the airport there last night, and a second officer was wounded when they confronted people who were breaking into cars in the parking garage. Interim Police Commissioner John Stanford.
A numb moment for us to again encounter something like this.
We say suspects got away in a stolen Dodge Durango. One of them dropped off at a hospital, died. S&P futures up 13. Check out the sky tomorrow morning for the annual Ring of Fire solar eclipse. Jeremiah Letta and his family have their spots staked out in an RV park in New Mexico.
Our whole vacation encompasses that one event. So this eclipse is just a four-minute shot in a 10-day vacation.
The eclipse will be visible from Oregon across the Southwest and into Texas when the darkest part of the moon's shadow slides across the sky. This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed, because Indeed's all-in-one hiring solution helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ziprecruiter.com/free. That's ziprecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Scattered rain showers likely this afternoon, otherwise cloudy skies expected. High temperatures reach up to 48, easterly winds 20 to 25 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected tonight, scattered rain showers likely, lows dip down to about 45. Scattered rain showers likely tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 53, cloudy skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 47.
Good morning, Wisconsin.
Good morning, world.
It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, Locally Grown Radio. Got your host, James, behind the mic. I am joined by CEO of your United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties, Terry Johns.
Good morning.
We got fun things lined up for you this hour, and we got a great one lined up for you right now. We are, and now we're here to talk sports is Mike Clemens. Good morning, Mike.
James, Terry, how are you?
Doing well. How are you, sir?
Good, good, good.
Mike, let's recap the Packers' loss to the Raiders Monday night.
Really? You want to go there?
I'm following your notes, man.
They're like, what are we recapping?
I'm just reading. I'm an actor. I'm reading the lines in front of me here. That's not what I wanted to go with, but let's go with what you want to. Let's talk about that. Top.
I had not been to Las Vegas in maybe almost 15 years because I don't gamble. I don't play fantasy football, as we learned on this show earlier this season. And but I used to go like every year because I was in a top 40 station in Milwaukee, and Rick Dees, the famous LA
Rick
DJ,
Dees. I loved him.
Yeah, he put together something called the Radio Music Awards, and you know, you like Radio Row at the Super Bowl, which we go to every year, regardless of the Packers are there for covering our NFL. There's like 200-300 radio stations there. And so you're there, and then they've got these producers with clipboards, and they say, okay, in the next segment, would you guys like to talk to Stevie Nicks?
Oh, wow.
And we're looking at like, what? Almost like Wayne and Garth.
Like, is this a trick?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and then she comes over, and she does 20 minutes with us, and it's just like the coolest thing in the world.
Oh, that's awesome.
And, that is and then so the cool. producers say, well, that went well. Hey, coming up, get at the top of the hour. We could bring over David Bowie.
Whoa.
Oh, no.
Sure, sure.
Wow.
We talked to Garth Brooks.
I mean, that's awesome. Like
it was unbelievable. And, you know, Elton John was up there performing because they wanted to get the word out to radio and to promote what they had coming up. And, they could hit 20 or 30 different
really smart.
Oh, yeah.
Top markets, you know, back in the day. Then 9/11 happened. Then budgets, you know, took a turn, and unfortunately that thing, you know, went away about 2 or 3 years after that. So, so I get into, I arrive in town, into Vegas, having not been there, and you know, the same Mandalay Bay and the Pyramid, Luxor is there, and and the, you know, the other famous places, New York. But the difference was, I remember that being a quieter street that you could sort of go walking along at night or whatever, maybe a lot of cabs. Now it's like all expressway. So there's like four times the traffic in Vegas than I remember it last time I was there. But then you turn the corner, and right from that strip is this big black new kind of Death Star stadium, this Allegiant Stadium. And it's quite nice. It's been there 3 years now. It opened in July of 2020. And that's where the Super Bowl is going to be next February. So I was checking it out for that because I'll be there to cover for your show, the Super Bowl, whether the Packers go or not. And you get inside, and they had some pretty cool promotions going on. They had a live band, a couple of bands that the fans were going crazy over, and they did a fun fan thing. You know, they've got like a hostess during commercial breaks. And so she goes up to a fan sitting in the front row, and she goes, hey, let's do a little pop quiz for some prizes. She says, okay, here's your first question. What famous coach is the NFL championship trophy named after? They put up a clock. Lombardi? Yeah. Hey.
Wow, you knew that one right away, sir. Yeah,
here's three players, this guy, and Charles Woodson. Which one of these three players played for both the Raiders and the Packers in his career? Okay, yeah, Charles Woodson. Hey, listen, congratulations. Why don't you turn around? And sitting in the second row is Charles Woodson.
Oh,
that's really cool.
Mike, that's one of my favorite players of all time. Oh,
and then
that's so cool.
Autographing this thing for this guy. I mean, the place is going nuts. And then they put up on the scoreboard, October 9th, happy birthday, Charles Woodson. I mean, that's a pretty cool promotion.
That really
that
is.
Awesome.
That really is. I got goosebumps you talking about that. As soon as you said Charles Woodson, man, I got it. That's pretty cool.
So, you know, so the Raiders going from Oakland and that dismal old Coliseum to Vegas, a little more showbiz involved. Mm-hmm. The fan experience.
Yeah. I was interested to hear about how you experienced the game, Mike. It's really cool to hear about that. But thank you, first off, for giving us a bit of a preview of you at the Super Bowl next year. And we're really looking forward to that, no matter who the teams are. That's exciting. Coming out of that game, Mike, what are the things that stood out to you the most?
The game is over. And you go into the visitor's locker room. And the minute they open the door, you know, you're looking for the guy that is the first one dressed, the one that you know is a kind of a team leader. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you try and go to the best receiver, the best this, the guy who made a big play in the game, those kinds of things. And it just so happened I turned the corner to one section where all the secondary guys were. And I have a pretty good relationship with Rudy Ford. Now, here's a guy who I'm surprised he's actually a starter for them. I think he's a very dependable backup safety, special teams player. But he got an interception in the game, too.
Mm-hmm.
So let's go to that. I mean, that's something you could start with, is trying to piece together the ups and downs of this game. And I said, Rudy, you know, how you doing? Get the recorder going. And I say, so, I mean, overall, you know, you're feeling about how this game went. And he looked at me and said, no comment.
Whoa.
And I said, okay, well, you know, you had the pick. I mean, there was a, you know, that kind of turned the game around there. There's this kind of thing. Yeah, I'll tell you, man, no comment.
Huh.
So after a couple of other questions like that, I said, it's that disappointing? He said, yep, no comment. And I looked around, and there's Rasul Douglas. There's Jair Alexander, the two stud corners. And I kind of got the feeling I just walked into a moment where just seconds before there was some yelling and frustration and shouting.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe some things said across the locker room. Because when you went to Rasul Douglas later on, as the dust sort of settled, he essentially said, tomorrow morning we're going to go in there and Matt LaFleur is going to be talking all over again and go on and on and on. And, you know, because somebody asked him, well, you know, you ended up covering Davante Adams tonight because Jair Alexander's had this back injury, caused him to miss a couple of games, and he's still not 100%. So they put you on perhaps one of the best receivers in the NFL, and you did a pretty good job against him.
Mm.
Those are pretty average numbers. Of course, Devontae's got a bad shoulder as well. And Rasul just went on and said, you know, Matt LaFleur is going to go on and on about this game, and, you know, he basically said, we did our jobs. You know, we just came off of getting blown out by the Lions. Everybody talked about defense. Everybody talked about Joe Barry should be losing his job. And we did our we got our bodies back. We did everything to prepare for this game. They didn't surprise us with anything. And we held them to 17 points, and we still didn't win this game. So, you know, they understand that Jordan Love and that group is young, but they also understand that that side of the locker room made mistakes and should have won that ball game for them.
Mike, are you seeing, and it's so hard to be able to tell this stuff, but as somebody who's been watching this sport for so long, are you seeing in Jordan Love just growing pains or things that are just not clicking, specifically with him throwing to the middle of the field?
If this was mid-August, I would have been telling you, Jordan Love is in command of the huddle. He gets to the line. He understands what's going on. You can see him making corrections with players after plays, like, dude, you were supposed to motion on that play. I remember talking to Luke Musgrave, and he said we thought it looked like Jordan Love had thrown a bad ball on a play when they were game-like situations, like 2 minutes left to go and trying to win over the defense. And Musgrave said, no. He put his hand up. He said, that was on me. This is at his locker.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I was supposed to motion on that play.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, you know, like, after the play, Love reminded me, and there was a hand-to-forehead moment for Luke Musgrave, number 88, this star rookie tight end that they're expecting so much out of, who's a good player. Comes from an NFL family. And he said, I give credit, though, to my quarterback. He came back to me a couple of plays later. And, you know, and that's why these guys like him. He didn't shut him off or anything. He came back to him to you know, get over that mistake. But fast forward to the game the other night, I'll tell you, Jordan Love's got the ball in his hand. He's got, you know, less than half a minute left to play, and he backs up and throws a ball to the left-hand corner to Christian Watson. And then there's a kid, ironically wearing number 21, Woodson's old numbers, you remember. Amik Robertson, who makes a terrific play, intercepts the ball, and that's how the game ends. And everyone's like, you know, Jordan Love, he can't hit the – we talked about that Love was having a hard time hitting the long ball in training camp. But, you know, and other people say Christian Watson should have made a better, more aggressive move to secure that football. But when you look at the All-22 from the end zone, you know who made the mistake is your All-Pro left guard, Elgton Jenkins. You know, Max Crosby, their star stud defensive end, he got named AFC Defensive Player of the Week after that game Monday night. Yeah. But actually, when you look at the tape, there's this number 90, Jerry Tillery, out of Notre Dame. This dude starts to make an outside move, then turns inside James, and he cuts up, and Jordan Love has to take two steps off to his left, which throws the timing off of that play by at least a full second before he can plant his feet, then throw that ball to the left-hand corner for Christian Watson. If he had that second back, who knows, maybe that's a touchdown to win the game.
Mike, we'll get you out of here on Brewers. I want to wrap up talking about them and where they go from here. For those that don't know, we were talking about this on Playmakers the other day. Coach Council is under contract until October 31st, giving the Brewers a little more time to negotiate, talk with him, maybe read the tea leaves of where he's at. What about the team in a as a whole? What about Coach Council, Manager Council? What do we expect for the Brewers next?
You know, you came into the season by coming out of training camp in the first month of the season. You thought, wow, you know, the Brewers, if they get to the playoffs, it's because they've got all these great sluggers, but they're just short a pitcher. And then you say, you know what, this year we might actually have three pitchers, Corbin Burnes, Brandon Woodruff, and Freddy Peralta. And, you know, if you got three guys like that, then that's enough to win a seven-game series. So let's see what happens. Then Woodruff is gone for like 4 or 5 months with a right shoulder problem. And Craig Council then coaches his rear off. I mean, the strategic moves he made every day with the roster, Matt Arnold making those trades, you know, just before the deadline. And then, of course, Woodruff comes back with the reoccurrence with a shoulder problem. And they end up losing to the Diamondbacks, a team that's moving on. Here's the thing. In August, Craig Council would not answer the question if he was going to sign his extension. And now it's clear that he might be the hottest manager on the stage right now with teams like the Giants, the Guardians, and the Mets looking for a replacement. And Matt Arnold, the GM, admitted the other day in a press conference, a postseason press conference, like, yeah, we are currently in negotiations. But it's possible a guy from Wisconsin may just say, you know what, I've had enough. I got to go to another place, maybe with a bigger budget, to see if I can really take a team all the way to the World Series.
Is there anything that you're hearing or seeing as far as the two big name pitchers, Burnes and Woodruff, and their future with the Brewers?
You know, the Brewers said the other day that they like Corbin Burnes and they want to, you know, talk to him about it, and it goes to arbitration. But there was a feeling pretty much by midsummer that this was going to be, a regime change, that this is going to be a change in the lineup for sure, that they were going to move on to younger players that they've got, and they were not going to spend the money on what probably Corbin Burnes is looking for. It'll go to arbitration. Yeah. I'd be surprised if he's back.
Interesting. Always interesting and fun talking with you, Mike. Thank you so much for the time. You have safe travels out there, and we'll talk again next week.
Much appreciated. Have a good weekend.
You too. Thank you. Our good friend, Mike Clemens, sports director here at Civic Media. We appreciate him and his time as always. We will take a quick commercial break, come back and have some more fun. Terry and James bringing you through your morning on WFHR.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Sportsman's Pub, a family-owned stable here in our community. Open every day for you, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m., 4810 8th Street South.
I dare you to try their famous Sportsman's Burgers and not have your mouth watering with just one whiff. One-third pound and half-pound Angus beef patties cooked to perfection and topped with all fresh ingredients. But don't stop there. Be daring and try the 18-hole sandwich or a Grand Slam patty melt.
Come in, sit down, and enjoy. Sportsman's Pub, a proud supporter of Pet of the Week with WFHR.
If you're looking to get in the spirit of Halloween, look no further than the Trading Post in Wisconsin Rapids. They have quality goods at affordable prices with items changing daily. Get decked out for the season at the Trading Post, the store you can get lost in.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Scattered rain showers likely this afternoon, otherwise cloudy skies expected. High temperatures reach up to 48, easterly winds 20 to 25 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected tonight, scattered rain showers likely, lows dip down to about 45. Scattered rain showers likely tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 53, cloudy skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 47.
And welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Terry and James hanging out with you. Thanks so much for joining us. And again, big thank you to Mike Clemens for joining us. That was a fun conversation.
Yeah, that was great.
Appreciate Mike joining us. He'll be with us again next week. Looking forward to that. I want to dive into some entertainment news. And Terry, what I want to do is actually put the focus really on local entertainment. I will let you know what's new on your small screen this weekend and some new music that's coming out in a moment. But first, I encourage you to go to wrctheater.org and get your tickets right now. We'll wait.
Right now.
Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah.
Right?
Go ahead. Yeah. We'll wait. No. A Blythe Spirit came back into production yesterday. I went to go see that with my mom. I got to go down to the, go to the theater with your family. Like, go do this more often, people. It's been way too long since her and I did something like this together and had a blast.
You know, it is fun. You're going to have to remind me because I'm just not good with that. But that last show that you were in when Randy and I came.
Yeah, Chapter 2.
Like, that was, I mean, we've thoroughly enjoyed ourselves. It's like you need to take the time and be intentional and do it.
There's, first off, I've seen a lot of shows in that theater. And it's the best seats I've ever had.
Really there's nice. No bad seat.
No, there's
not. You know,
not.
That's the thing. It's a great setup.
It was designed very well for that. You're going to also be able to hear everything very well, no matter where you're sitting in that theater. The acoustics are, as somebody who really is a nerd about that stuff, man, the acoustics are great in that theater. One of the things that I forget about theater that I love so much is that when you are taking in a show, you're a part of the show. I don't think audiences realize that very much, but you are. When we're talking live theater, like, yeah, you watch a TV show or a movie and you laugh, you cry, whatever, they don't hear you. They don't know.
What?
I know, shocking. Hope you were all sitting down. In theater, it is a living, breathing organism, and you are a part of it. The actors are going to be listening for you. If you're laughing, they're not going to talk. Well, if they're any good at what they're doing, they're not going to talk over your laughter.
That's your cue.
They're going to listen. They're going to wait. They are working with you. You are a part of the show. You are smelling, breathing the same air as them, smelling the same things as they are. You are part of the experience with the actors. And there's something so cool about that. And today, in 2023, how theater is such still a strong staple in our communities. And here in Wisconsin Rapids, I've worked all over this country, and this is the best community theater I've ever been a part of. I stand by that, not only because of the people behind the scenes that work so hard to make these things happen, but this community that I'll take drive over talent any day. I'll take passion over talent any day. I've worked with people in that theater that may not be the most talented actors I've worked with, but they care more than any other actor I've worked with. And it shows on that stage. You go there, you not only support this show, but you're going to have a dang good time. This is a funny show. A shout out to that cast. Some of our greatest female actresses in this community are in this play. You are going to have a blast with this one, everybody. Not only are you buying local, supporting local. Not only are you giving yourself something fun to do that it doesn't come around every day, but you're also, you're going to have a good time. Get your tickets for Blythe Spirit. My mom recommends it. She really enjoyed it.
That's good.
It's a little frustrating sometimes where I get done with the show and I see her and my dad's like, Jimmy, nice work there. You know, treat me like I just scored a touchdown and all that. And then there's my mother. Jimmy, that was nice. However, There's always, however, there's this, whereas she sees other actors, and my God, she could not stop rambling about how Laura was and how
she
great
just wants
Susan
you
was.
To be
and,
top yeah, of your game.
She really enjoyed that show. A big shout out to the cast, the crew, to everybody, to Linda, their director. Have a great run. Break a leg, everybody. Enjoy yourselves. And thank you for a great show last night.
And that runs this weekend and next, or just this weekend?
Just this weekend.
Okay.
It is wrapping up.
So this is your chance.
Today and tomorrow are your last days. You have 7 o'clock shows today and tomorrow. There is a 2 o'clock matinee tomorrow that you can take in. So today, 7 o'clock show, and then Saturday, 2 o'clock matinee, and then a 7 o'clock. Those are your last three chances to take in Blythe Spirit. Again, great show. Enjoy yourselves, everybody. This time of year, perfect show to go see. We're talking dark comedy and spirits and a lot of fun.
So what happens when you go to it today? On Friday the 13th.
Yeah. Oh, it's an extra special show today.
Extra special.
And a reminder that A Candle in the Window, the wonderful Christmas production coming, or I should say holiday production coming up from WRCT, they're having auditions. Those are coming up October 16th and 17th at 6:30 at the WRCT Auditorium. Not only can you download the script, you can also order tickets right now if you go to wrctheater.org. This is going to be directed by actually the stage manager of the current show, Deb Szczesinski. Deb, I will admit, journalistically, is one of my stage moms. She was my mom in It's a Wonderful Life, and just love Deb. You can't know Deb and not love her. This is her first show that she's directing.
Awesome.
So excited for
her.
Very
cool.
Give her a good turnout. Give her a bunch of people for auditions, everybody. Again, auditions October 16th and 17th, 6:30 at the WRCT Auditorium. A lot of other good things going on this weekend, Terry, we want to remind everybody about. My man Seth will not be able to do Over the Back Fence tomorrow, because Seth is going to be part of the Holiday Spirits Craft Vendor and Music Event, the Shriners Hospital 100th Anniversary, the Zoo Funsters. Zoo Funsters and Shriners Hospital for Children. This event is going on tomorrow and the 15th. It'll happen tomorrow from 10 to 4, and then on Sunday from 9 to 3 at Arnett Lions Park in beautiful Stevens Point. Go check this out. I don't know if we have enough time in the show to cover everything that's a part of this. First off, free admission, free parking. That is very cool. Elvis tribute artist Logan Ramey, Rod Stewart tribute artist Steve Bobbitt, country artist Jeff London and Stevie Ray and Jeff Cannon, the Blues Brothers, Buddy Holly and Elvis tribute, Christopher Lonsdorf, Knight Rider car is going to be their kit.
I'm trying to think when's the last time I saw the Zora Funsters, though.
Yeah, it's been a while.
You know, usually it's in a parade, so that's awesome, too.
That is pretty cool.
And that's it at the Arnott Park, is that what you said?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Wonderful Arnott. I love Arnott Park and Lions. I love that park. And so it's a great venue, great place to see all this. And, of course, as we know for many, many years, the Shriners doing so much for our communities. This is an opportunity to not only have fun, it's a free show, it's a free time, but it's also a great chance to bring some awareness to this.
So, though, you brought it up. Let's bring this first full circle. Mm. Seth can't do Over the Back Fence because why? Is he a Zora Funster?
No, because he is going to be broadcasting live from this event.
Okay. I was like, you said he was going to be there, but I didn't know what he was doing.
He's going to be there.
Elvis impersonator?
Now I have to see Seth in one of those fez hats. I have to see him in one of those hats now.
I was just wondering.
Seth's got one of those heads. I bet he can pull off that hat. I bet he can.
I'm sure he could.
He will be there from noon to 2. You can hear his broadcast live on our sister station, WIRI. Be sure to check that out, everybody.
Cool.
And wanted to remind everybody as well, speaking of Seth and his wonderful partner over there, Beth, and our friends over at the Wisconsin Rapids Moravian Church, they have their community book sale going on. Go ahead and check this out, everybody. It is going on right now. They've been doing this for about an hour. They kick things off at 8:30. They're going till 6 today. Be sure to check that out. And their bag sale is going on tomorrow from 8:30 to 2. $2 bags. Everything, any book you can fit in that bag.
And all proceeds are benefiting MSTC scholarships. I mean, win.
Yes, you can't go wrong. Can't go wrong with that one.
On Friday the 13th.
I probably should. Free baked goods, kids activities, and coffee while you browse. You're going to find something you like there. Most books are only a buck. And while all of this is great, and I do not want to make light of the free baked goods, I mean, church baked goods are the best you're going to find. But also, not only that, but the community event that this is. Every year that I go with this to with my mom or something like that, we always run into people that she hasn't seen in a while. Or, and especially now that she's retired, she doesn't see as many people as she used to at the library. So she loves these kind of events. And I know she's not alone. There's a lot of people in our community that go to these. Yeah, they're going to find some great books, but you're also going to see some people maybe you haven't seen in a while.
And, you know, it's fun both ways. Like, if you're just going to bump into people and browse around. But it's also fun when you're actually on the hunt for a specific title.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like going through and actually trying to find that. There's always something fun about that. But I'm a book person, so I mean,
I'm with you.
Cool.
New music coming out this weekend from Bad Bunny. His fifth album is out. That you talk about artists that are I can't wrap my mind around how big they are. Like Bad Bunny, I bring that up on the air. I don't think a lot of people, you know, maybe 50% know, 50% don't know who
probably
he is.
More like 25.
But then if you just if you globalize that and you look at the rest of the world, especially Latin America and everything, he's as big as Taylor Swift. Like, he's gigantic. And seems like a pretty decent guy, too, which is, you don't see those kind of things always mix, but that's pretty cool. Offset has got a new album out, and Ringo Starr.
Really?
Yeah. Rewind Forward is the new album, new EP from Ringo Starr. It's a four-song EP.
I mean, that'll probably wreck your tape player, but...
Maybe. The song Feeling the Sunlight was written by Paul McCartney, so he's got a song written by Sir Paul on there. That's
nice.
Pretty cool. That is pretty cool. And part of the reason I brought this up was just to mention that Ringo Starr has a new album out. Yes, I did want to get that out. I think it's cool. TV this weekend. Tonight on CBS at 7, The Price is Right at Night. That's a fun way to do
these.
It is
fun.
And on CBS, the series premiere of Rage in the Cage, a show hosted by Damon Wayans Jr. It's a new game show. Let's see here. On Disney Plus, the series premiere of Goosebumps, inspired by R.L. Stine books.
Oh, cool. Those are good books. I'm curious about what the show's like.
I know my sister's excited about that one.
Yeah.
Justin Long is starring in those. He's a great actor. They get nice actors for those. When you get that Disney budget, you can pull off some stuff.
That's a great book series. So, cool.
It looks like it's a lot of fun. And it looks like it's about around that preteen age
For sure.
Kind of thing.
And no coincidence on today's release.
Yes.
I mean, that's smart.
I'm very excited about this one. Today, premiering on Amazon, The Burial, starring Tommy Lee Jones as a funeral home owner who hires a smooth-talking attorney, played by Jamie Foxx, to save his family business from a corrupt corporation.
Oh, okay.
Jamie Foxx at his best, Tommy Lee Jones at his best. You wouldn't think on paper, well, I don't know if these two are going to work. Just from the trailers, I put my name on it.
Really?
Those two work good together.
Check it
out. There is some really cool chemistry happening with those two where it reminds me of when you see an older vet working with a younger athlete and they have chemistry and they're able to work together and stuff. Think of any favorite quarterback you have working with a first-year wide receiver kind of thing. Jamie Foxx has been doing this a long time, so I'm not looking at him as a rookie, but then there's Tommy Lee Jones who's been doing it like two decades longer than him. And you can see the chemistry between the two of them just so good. It looks like a really good story, too.
Huh.
And also on Apple Plus TV, Lessons in Chemistry, starring Brie Larson as a brilliant chemist in the 1950s who takes a job as a TV cooking host and uses that platform to teach the nation about housewives and giving more recipes. And Saturday Night Live is back. They have their 49th season kicking off with Pete Davidson tomorrow. Ice Spice is going to be the musical guest. Sunday Night Football, Buffalo Bills hosting the New York Jets. It's what's new on your small screen.
There's a lot going on. A
lot going on, everybody. And again, get your tickets for WRCT's Blythe Spirit. Going to be premiering tonight at 7 and tomorrow at 2 and at 7.
And
you got two more chances.
Just going to be rainy tonight. So
yeah.
Go take in a show.
As well, take in a show. A night at the theater. Enjoy yourselves, everybody. Again, wrctheater.org. I'm going to get to Melissa's news, and then we'll come back, and we're going to talk, Terry, about a way you can boost your heart rate in a sort of fun way. We'll have that coming up on the morning show here at WFHR.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. More than 250 medical professionals signed a letter calling on Assembly Speaker Robin Voss to stop the threats of impeachment against Judge Protasiewicz. Dr. Bob Freeland, a La Crosse ophthalmologist and member of the Committee to Protect Healthcare, said in a press conference yesterday,
So the legislature is responding with this impeachment because they're trying to protect their ability as a minority power to rule over the majority in Wisconsin.
Speaker Voss has been making impeachment threats for months, but Wisconsin Republicans seem to be backing off a bit. Voss said at a news conference that the focus would be on what Justice Protasiewicz does in office, but impeachment wasn't off the table.
If we see that the contributions that the Democratic Party made to her, expecting a result in that, that will certainly be something that we have to keep on the table because she will not live up to her oath.
Health officials said the voters resoundingly made their choice. It's the Shriners' 100th celebration this weekend at the Arnott Lions Park Arena near Stevens Point. There's free admission and free parking to this fun event. The Holiday Spirits Craft and Vendors Benefit will feature a full lineup of fun and entertaining performers. Get your holiday spirit on at the Zor Funster Craft and Vendors October Benefit, 10 to 4 on Saturday and 9 to 4 on Sunday. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News on WFHR and WIRI, your locally grown radio stations.
Live on stage, a tribute from Steve Bobbitt, Logan Ramey, and Christopher Lonsdorf. The rock and roll sounds of Rod Stewart, Elvis, and Buddy Holly. Also country artists Jeff Landon and Jeff Cannon. And don't miss the Blues Brothers. Bring a lawn chair for all the shows. Free admission and enjoy over 70 booth vendors, kids games, the Zor Clowns, and concessions. It's all happening during the Holiday Spirit Zor Funster Benefit Event, Saturday, October 14th and 15th, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. 100 baskets to raffle with 100 winners and 100% of the raffle going to the Shriners Children's Hospitals. A car cruise in each day, weather permitting. Special treats, Captain America, Batman, and the kit car from Knight Rider. Saturday is costume day. Dress up for some spooktacular fun. An event for the whole family, Saturday, October 14th and 15th at Arnott Lions Park, corner of Highway J and 4th Street in Arnott. Sponsored in part by Renee's Red Rooster, Chatterbox, Spar Hawk Trucking, and Civic Media.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the name brands. Add up to 95% off. That's right. Get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but for 95% less. It's the same medication, still prescribed by a licensed medical provider, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy for your free online visit, hims.com/joy.
Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Scattered rain showers likely this afternoon, otherwise cloudy skies expected. High temperatures reach up to 48, easterly winds 20 to 25 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected tonight, scattered rain showers likely, lows dip down to about 45. Scattered rain showers likely tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 53, cloudy skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 47.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
I gotta get out of the 90s.
I mean, just some
we're
of
gonna
the,
have to back it up, man.
Some of the 90s songs, man. Some of them. I forget about how like
how
bad.
Bizarre.
Yes, how bizarre they were. Yes, how bizarre they were. It's just so good. They're nicely done by you. I was trying to look for a word.
No, it's. Bizarre. I mean, yeah, just listen right. For a second. I yep. Mean,
it fits.
I better hit the Halloweens instead.
Oh, there were so many. I don't know. The 80s were the king of one-hit wonders, but the 90s had quite a few of them, too. There was quite a few.
You know, but I think the difference, like the 80s ones, kind of blended in with the other music.
Yeah.
So, I mean, with some exception, but you were kind of like waiting, like, when are they going to have their next song? Mm-hmm. Some of these 90s ones, it's like, oh, I hope this is it.
Yes, yes, you're so right. You knew, like 80s.
One and done.
80s weren't too sure. Like, is this a one-hit wonder or not? 90s, you knew. You knew that he was not. Like, I can't even, like, it's bad when I can't think of the artist's name. That's bad because my brain's really weird about that. I keep track of artists from the 40s. Like, if I can't think of it, boom, that's bad.
Yeah.
There are a lot of things you can do to get your blood pumping. Having some caffeine, doing vigorous exercise, maybe even parallel parking. Huh? A new study has found that parallel parking can increase your heart rate by an average of 57%. There's the stress and anxiety of doing it quickly without hitting anything. It's basically the same for both men and women. So that is an interesting part of this, too. Parallel parking is tricky, but even just backing into a parking spot was associated with an average heart rate increase of 46%. In that case, on average, men experience a bigger jolt than women. Pulling forward into a parking spot raised people's heart rate by 41%, which was less, but it's still significant for such a common maneuver.
So you can exercise, or you can just drive around for a half an hour.
I guess, yeah. they did not measure the heart rates of people who were stuck behind some, you know, buddy double parked. Or
like today when I had every stoplight red, my heart rate was up, guaranteed.
My heart rate pretty much always goes up when I'm driving. Because I'm a defensive driver. I'm a driver that is paying attention to everybody and everything that is going on.
But isn't this fun? It's like, I could go to the Y, or I could just go do a little parallel parking, backing into some spots, maybe pull forward.
I really feel like there's got to be a better way of doing this.
It is kind of funny, though.
It is.
I mean, it's like it's the lazy person's heart rate builder, right?
That's a good way to put it. I feel like that's a good way to look at, or a good way to at least word it and everything. I'm trying to think of two, like, I need to raise my heart rate, but I don't really feel like exercising.
Well, I don't really want to change out of my pajama pants.
Right, right.
Just going to go for a little drive.
Let's go ahead and do this.
Parallel park.
I feel like there's got to be better ways to do this. There's just got to be.
You know what? You know somebody's doing it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely. Especially after we just talked about it. Yeah.
I mean, you know.
I feel, you know, I don't like to pry, but I do like to be honest with the audience and everything. So, Terry, I have to ask, are you a squisher?
What?
You know, maybe give some context before I ask.
Yeah, that'd be great.
A new poll found the average. So if someone says they wouldn't hurt a fly, they might be outsourcing that job to someone else. A new poll found the average person encounters a bug or a pest 5 times a week, and most of us will squish them if necessary. But 20% would much rather report it and let someone else do the squishing.
Yeah, like if you can feel it smush in your face. I can't do that. If Randy is home, I am absolutely off the clock on squishing.
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
And I don't care if he's at the back of the property. I will just yell till he comes. Like, I know. But if I have to, you know, like if one of the girls is like, there's this spider, if I have to, I will. But I will tell you, I am whacking it. I'm killing it with something else. I am absolutely not squishing it in my fingers. I get it. Even like with a tissue, no way. If you can feel or hear it crunch,
715-424-2600. Are you a squisher, or do you outsource that? Do you find somebody else to do that job? 424-2600. We'd love to hear from you about this one.
What about you?
Me? Oh, I've always been the squisher. My whole life,
that
I've been the squisher.
So gross.
That's been one of my jobs. Not only because I'm tall, but my big hands. This is something that's interesting to me. Because my dad is the squisher in the house, but when he wasn't around, I took over the job. And so that was a lot, to be honest with everybody. I had to do that a lot. My mother, I can remember like specific moments in my life, my mother staring down gang members or this scenario, or that scenario, where my mom just didn't flinch. Like, she was right there protecting her kids. But a bug is in the house. Jimmy, get that bug. Mama. Right? Like, you can hold your own against gangbangers, but the spider in the corner, it just boggled my mind. Yeah. But
if I have to do it, I am literally whacking it with something. And then I'll clean up the mat. You know what I mean? Like, I'm more inclined to clean up the mark off the wall than I am to grab it off the wall and then kill it. Ugh.
The survey found we're more likely to squish a bug if we find it inside our home, which makes sense.
Yeah.
But 12% or 1 in 8 people feel it's their duty to catch and release and take the bug outside.
Oh.
So much of us do care. A few of the top bugs will immediately squish include beetles, cockroaches, and centipedes. Only 16% say that they usually squish spiders. Speaking of spiders, the poll found 40% of us still believe the old myth that you swallow 8 spiders a year in your sleep. That's not that is not even close to true, never was
it's
true.
It's actually 28.
It's actually, yeah. The number is right around zero. Zero, people. This does not happen. For one, spiders have no interest in you.
Or like, your mouth?
Like the ego of the human being sometimes can be staggering to me. The idea of like some of this stuff that we worry about, like when it comes to insects or animals, like you realize they don't care about us. They're doing their own thing. They got a job to do.
Spiders do eat a lot of. I mean, I don't want them in my house, and they are getting killed if they get in the house. But like outside, I'll see like these huge garden spiders and stuff, and I can walk by them. I can tolerate them. I'm not killing them outside, but.
You know what is a kind of cool thing you can get? I saw these over at Walmart, and I've seen them at other places, other greenhouses in our area too. Venus flytraps. Like they're just little. They're kind of cool. They grab flies and they grab bugs for you and
put
stuff.
Your finger in there?
No. But you could. It's not. It's certainly not like the cartoons and everything. They're not actual.
It's not like, what is that? Little Shop of Horrors? What is it on? It's not like.
Yeah. It's not too bad. But it is kind of cool to see them work.
Yeah, it is
kind
cool.
Of interesting.
I agree.
Final stat, the poll found the worst time and place to spot a bug in your home is in the kitchen when you're in the middle of cooking. I disagree. In the shower. That's the worst place to see a bug. That's the worst place. You're taking a shower, you look up, you see a spider up there or something.
I think it's probably like...
I think that's the worst
place. For me, it's not necessarily the location, but it's like what I'm doing. Like if I'm already ready for bed, so I'm walking around barefoot, and then you see a spider, if you have your shoe on, you can just stomp on it.
With you on that one, yes. we got to get to some That Ain't Right. That's coming up for you. A little bit of That Ain't Right stories and some local good stories of the day. We'll get an update on our United Way, all coming up on the morning show at WFHR.
While there are many unexpected factors that can affect the next growing season, farmers have grown to expect the expected with Rank Seed. Our consistent top-end yields come from strict quality control, trusted technology, and local dealers invested in your success. Rank Seed has been a family-owned and operated business since 1846. More than 175 years later, we still have the highest performing genetics on the market in all environments. Expect the expected with Rank Seed.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Scattered rain showers likely this afternoon, otherwise cloudy. Highs level off around 48, winds out of the east 20 to 25 miles per hour. Scattered rain showers again tonight, lows dip down to about 45, overcast skies. Overcast tomorrow, scattered rain showers likely, high temperatures reach up to 53. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 47.
It's been 1 week since you looked at me.
Nope.
Wow, go to Halloween.
Oh, go to Halloween? Okay, yeah. I'll go to Halloween. Yeah, yeah. Oh, there we go.
Better.
Welcome back, everybody.
I put a spell on you.
We should just play these all year.
Yeah.
Because you're mine.
I don't think you'll ever hear a more haunting song than this.
Isn't it awesome?
Oh, it's so good.
Stop the things you do.
So many artists try to be like this, and then there's Screamin' Jay Hawkins, who just
It's awesome.
Also, one of those guys you look into, you don't have to do a lot of digging. That man had a lot of kids. Screamin' Jay Hawkins was pretty scary appearance and had a pretty scary stage presence and everything. But I think offstage was pretty scary for him, too.
So, what does a lot of kids mean?
We're 50, 60.
Come on.
I'm not kidding. That man, they lost count. Like that, you go ahead and look it up. It's crazy. Like that is one of the scariest things. When I think of Screamin' Jay Hawkins, I think about like him like with birthday presents or Christmas.
How about child support?
yeah, exactly. That's a classic though. That's one of those songs that just never gets old to me, no matter what time of year it is.
Could you imagine having 50 kids?
No, literally, I cannot wrap my mind around. I have a tough time with three.
I was gonna say, can you even imagine like five? Yeah, I mean, 50. Yeah.
Well, that ain't right. We got another that ain't right for you.
There's a mic drop.
Yep. It's too good. There are three types of people. Those who have in and out mentally, they check out in and out mentally when in the shower. Those who spend extra time standing in there doing whatever. And of course, those who don't shower. There's a new survey out on people's unique, quote, unique shower habits. And 23% of Americans say that they brush their teeth while they're showering. I've done that once or twice, like in high school when I'm in a rush or something like that. I haven't probably done it since. Over 80% of women say that they shave their legs while showering. 18% of men do it occasionally, shower their face. I imagine that's what they mean. While 8% of men regularly shave when they're in the shower. But it isn't just shaving and cleansing themselves. 20% of people clean the shower itself while they're in there taking a shower. Other people wash clothes while they're in the shower. I'm guessing that they mean they got the washer and dryer going while they're in the shower. I'm guessing they're not
just touching on a whole different weird.
It's a weird one, yeah. And here's the weirdest one of them all, Terry, and the whole reason why I'm doing the that ain't right part of this and the that ain't right section.
Don't even say it. Don't say it.
15% of Americans have showered with their pet.
Oh, that's not what I thought you were going
to
say.
Oh, yeah. No, it's a family show.
I wasn't thinking that either.
I know.
Their pet?
Yeah, come on, people. Come on. Some other unusual things people do in the shower, watching TV, listening to audiobooks. Now, we're going back to the pet thing.
Let's just back this up here.
Yeah.
So I like baths.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and it's rare. Like maybe once a month or something, I'll actually take the time to do it. But this cat we had for a while would always just sit on the edge of the tub. You know, he was always there. One time he lost his balance and he fell in. And I felt so bad for him because I like the water like hot. Like my skin turns red. It's so hot.
Ooh.
But I mean, he like fell in and they took off a ran and he was hiding under the bed for like, I felt so bad for him because he was not really wanting to be in there. But okay, let's go back. Who the heck brushes their teeth in the shower? Because you got to spit that somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
And if you're a female, or I guess the story references females, or if you're whoever shaves their legs, if you don't do it in the shower, where do you do it?
That didn't make any sense to me.
The kitchen sink? I mean, that's weird.
Granted, I know zero to nothing about shaving your legs, but I would think that doing it in the shower would make a lot of sense. I mean, it just seems smart to me. I don't know. Again, I don't know what I'm talking about, but if I had to do it, that would be how I would do it.
But, you know, if you're out there and you're listening and you're not a showerer, it's time to get with the program.
Yeah, that ain't right. Now, that's the real that ain't right part of the story.
I mean, if you're not doing any of these things, it's time.
And if your pet is showering more than you, that ain't right too.
I mean, if you have to take Rufus in there with you to get you to do it,
I mean,
do it.
I will say, remember that being a pet owner is not about you. It's about the pet. And most pets don't like that. They do not like, first off, being wet and being in the water, let alone with you in there. Now, some pets I have heard, that's the only way they will take a bath is with their owner being in, like not being in the tub with them, but their arms and half of them being in there, basically. But, I mean.
See, and we have a golden retriever, and he is all about water. So, honestly, if someone was taking a shower and was like, called him in, I bet he would go in there. I mean, I'm not trying it because I think it's weird.
I think it's important to know your animal. Now, see, if he was the opposite, you wouldn't do that to him. So know the animal. If it's an animal that likes the water, it's a whole different story. I don't know. We need a palate cleanser. I need a palate cleanser after that one.
Take a shower, people.
Yes, please. For the love of God, please take a shower. We've got great things lined up for you throughout today and the weekend. Join us today from 3 to 4 as we wrap up Midday Magazine for the week. We will be having a great one today. Historic Point Boss will be with us. Mike Hittner, Larry Knutson going to be with us to talk about the Spirit Walk, one of my favorite events that they do every year. We're looking forward to
hot. Cool. Is that tomorrow?
Yes, that is coming up tomorrow. I'm sorry. October 21st and 28th.
Next weekend.
Yeah.
Okay.
So next weekend. So we got some time yet. Yeah. But we're going to get you ready for that. and tell you more about it. And in part two, we're going to talk with Nathan, marketing sales manager at Visit Wisconsin Rapids, about the Wisconsin Rapids Area Sports Commission and MVP nominations and the awards celebration, talking about the complex, talking about things over there. It's going to be fun.
That's great.
We got good things lined up for you today right here on WFHR at 6:30, Wisconsin men's hockey. The Badgers taking on Bemidji State, that great rivalry. No, it's not really, but it's hockey, and that's what we care about. We love hockey. Cheer on your Badgers on Wisconsin as they hit the ice tonight. Puck drops at 6:30. And tomorrow, 1 o'clock, Wisconsin football taking on Iowa.
Actually, I think it's moved to 3.
I did move to 3. Well, yeah. I'm sorry. Our pregame starts at 1.
Okay, because I was going to say, I only say that because I have tickets. I'm going to be late. Yeah. I'm going to be way late.
Yeah. Will you be at the game?
Well, I think so.
Okay, well, either way, you're going to have to do some reporting for us next week. We'll have to hear from you. You should call
somebody will be at the game.
Looking forward to that, and really looking forward to this game. I was one of those teams that drags their other teams into the mud with them. Wisconsin knows the mud. Wisconsin knows how to handle that. With that, to me, I want to see 20 carries to Braylon Allen before the third quarter's over. I want to see that. Yes. Interested to see this new coaching staff learning the Big Ten and what it is to survive in the Big Ten. Mm-hmm. These games are part of that, and it is going to be a good one. Looking forward to Wisconsin versus Iowa. There's an interesting storyline with Iowa that I don't know if a lot of people know about. You've got a little bit of nepotism there with their head coach, and their head offensive coordinator is his son. If you pay attention to Iowa football at all, which I don't know how many people do, but they're in the Big Ten, they have trouble scoring points. That's not college football going forward. It's a points, 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 all of that going forward. Even Wisconsin has had to change from a running-based offense to a bit of a run and gun to a air raid kind of thing. Iowa's got a contract right now where they got to score at least 24 points a game and have so many points, like 350 points total by the end of the year, or their offensive coordinator is going to be fired. First, that's not going to happen. But I do find that storyline interesting.
And it's kind of a, I don't know, it's kind of a fun challenge goal to put out there, right?
Yeah,
like, hey, guys, we got to,
Catch that game. Our pregame again starts at 1 o'clock. Wisconsin taking on Iowa. Should be a good one. And then on we'll have more sports for you, of course, to talk on Monday on Playmakers. Looking forward to that. All weekend long, great stuff for you. Starts at 6 a.m. right here tomorrow with Outdoors with Dan Small, hosted by Wisconsin's outdoorsman Dan Small. Sunshine Polka Show at 7. Join Tim Hubbelt for that. One of the greatest shows you will ever hear. Tim does an amazing job scouring the universe for polka. Go ahead and check that out from 7 to 8, the Sunshine Polka Show. 8 to 9, we've got Terry Talks Nutrition. Terry Lemren joins us on the air here and brings all of his knowledge and history with him, and such great conversation.
I love listening to him.
Yeah, it's a perfect Saturday morning show, and a big thank you to our friends at Family Natural Foods for sponsoring that. Usually we'd have Over the Back Fence from 11 to noon. We won't tomorrow because Seth is going to be
slacker.
He's going to be on location with the Zor Funsters and their Shriners Hospital benefit that they'll be doing tomorrow from 10 to 4 over at the Arnett Lions Park in Stevens Point. Be sure to check that out, everybody. Seth will be there from noon to 2. Be sure to check out his broadcast on our sister station, WIRI, Wisconsin.
And you can check out Kit.
Yeah, yeah.
The Night Rider car.
That is pretty cool.
That's pretty cool.
That is. As we're wrapping up, Terry, I did want to say we do our National Day of Calendar and a lot of the things we get to cover, but one of the things I wanted to save for right here, today we wish a very happy birthday to our U.S. Navy.
Oh, awesome.
On this date in 1775, a second resolution passes, the same day creating a naval committee to oversee the purchase of the ships and write a set of regulations for their management. Thus was born the Continental Navy. And October 13th remains the official birth date of our U.S. Navy. We say a happy birthday to all of our armed services, and specifically our Navy, and wishing them
thank you for all of the men and women serving.
We thank you. We appreciate you. We are able to do what we do thanks to you, and we cannot thank you enough for that. Terry, I did want to wrap up talking a little United Way. Got a lot of things going on in this campaign season.
Yes, we have a ton going on right now. A couple of things of note. One, I would just want to call out all of our Reading Mentor volunteers because they start in the elementary schools next week. So that's very exciting. We'll have about 60 people that will be mentoring in elementary schools, focusing on reading skills, and we're super excited about that. Another is that we are still recruiting volunteers for Day of Caring, which is taking place on Saturday, October 21st. So we encourage you to check that out. And the biggest thing I really want to hit on is Next week, Tuesday, October 17th, is our annual United Way Day at McDonald's here in Wisconsin Rapids. Yeah. So 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., portion of the proceeds goes to our United Way, and it goes to our campaign, which is really, you know, helping community members in need. And so come on out to McDonald's. Please join us on October 17th. And it's whether you come in the store, in the restaurant, go through the drive-thru, you do a mobile order pickup. I mean, any purchases at the Wisconsin Rapids McDonald's impact us. And this event has been going on for 51 years.
That's incredible.
51 years.
That's incredible.
So, you know, I really just encourage people to join us. You know, if you want to do all three meals, we'll take it. We're on board with that. But even if you just stop by, at some point in time, grab a snack, grab lunch. It's very much appreciated. And you're making an impact that you just don't even realize.
Yeah. It's not only a great way to get some good food in you, but also supporting a local event, a local group like our United Way.
And a locally owned company.
We forget sometimes with corporate buildings and stuff, but that's owned by a local. That's run by locals.
That's awesome. And, you know, I mean, really, when's the last time you had like a Big Mac?
Yeah. Yeah. Come on.
I've been saving it.
Yeah. I hear you. I'll see you over there, Terry. We'll be reminding people about that as we get closer to that day. And again, you can find out more about this and all Day of Caring and so many great things going on with our United Way at uwswac.org. Speaking of web pages, get to westcountry.com/chicken. Get in on naming this chicken. We've got until the 26th of October. We'll announce the winner on the 31st. Get on over there and decide between Wisco Chick, Winston Von Kluck, and Agatha. Go ahead and do that and get your tickets for Blythe Spirit. Take them, have a great run, everybody. Enjoy the next couple of days. Blythe Spirit premiering tonight, 7 o'clock, over at the WRCT Auditorium. You can get your tickets at wrctheater.org. Great show today, Terry. Thank you.
Yeah, it was fun.
Have a great time with all of you out there. A big thank